The listeners have taken over. The listeners have taken over.
Oh, boy, is this great!
RCN in the morning.
Are listening to Davin's Den taking over the morning show on 103.9 FM RCN.
That's right, we're in command.
Settle down, you'll get your chance. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that's better than waiting for somebody and they show up late. We got a big show for you, but of course, if you wish to call, what are we doing this today? We're going to take some calls, Brenda?
We can.
All right, the number is 631-451-1039. We always like taking calls. And as always, you can go to RCN's website and go to RCN.com, WRCN.com. I'm your host, Davin Roseblatt. Chiming in too early was my partner in crime from the keyboardist from the bands Rotgut and Race Odyssey, Joe Curry.
Hi, how are you?
And, of course, Brando's own morning show anchor.
What?
RCN's on. Oh, I'm tired.
I'm just the house mom. I'm just here.
No, we listen. We know what type of riffraff is allowed in these doors. We've been hanging out here.
We are the riffraff. You let us in.
Exactly.
That's so, two more times the word riffraff has been used just now, five, 6 months?
Nobody's used riffraff?
Not yet.
You can also expect to hear lummix.
Lummix.
Hijinks. Shenanigans. And probably some ne'er-do-wells.
Ne'er-do-wells. I like that.
Maybe we'll let in some scallywags.
Perhaps scallywags?
Scallywags. Sounds like we came off a pirate ship. Arr! We just set sail and came in.
That's what I did. You didn't?
Mm.
I plundered.
Yes.
I plundered. So, yeah, we got our own little show. It's called Davin's Den. Of course, you can listen to us live every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 9:30 Eastern. You just go to davinsden.com. Of course, Brando was nice enough to have us back in here. Last time I was in here, I was with my other co-host, Pip Helix. This time, we brought in our big burly man, Mr. Joe Curry.
Yes, big burly. Yes, I come in.
Man of a half dozen impressions.
Yes. Half dozen. Not even a full dozen.
I don't want to stretch you.
You get 12, you get the 13th one free.
I hope to at some point.
Yes.
As some of you guys know, we are probably mostly known for scamming internet scammers back, these romance scammers, usually out of Africa. We tend to scam them back. We do some things to make their lives miserable and entertain our audience at the same time, Joe.
Yes, it's most entertaining. Yes, we drive them nuts. We call them in the middle of the night. We set them up. We go online. It's just funny because they're trying to like infiltrate us and take our money, and we're just making fools out of them.
Yes, we are.
But I get a funny feeling they might be doing their own show in some hut in Ghana, you know, scamming us.
And it's been fun. Last show we did, because I have an ongoing relationship. Last show, I've been dating this girl for a long time, or so she thinks that I think that we are, but we're not.
Okay.
Because my wife would
frown
upon
it. It's complicated.
But last time... I'm going to clean this up for morning radio. I was her personal pet, and she was herself, and it got very intimate. It was perhaps one of the most disturbing conversations I've ever read on the radio, Joe.
Yes.
I was uncomfortable.
Yes, it was a little uncomfortable. You got a little heavy duty.
But all of the shenanigans, there's that word again, has led to us recently signing with iHeartRadio.
Good for you.
Thank you, Brando. Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty cool because what they did is they're starting a new talk station, and they have like a lot of the big shows like Adam Carolla
and
Jimmy Kimmel, and they went after a few independent shows like us, so we're pretty happy to have that.
It goes to show you, if you actually know what you're doing, you know, sometimes I tease that, you know, internet radio podcast, you know, I played house once. You know what? No, sometimes you need to go off and do your own thing.
Oh, boy, we're doing a show.
You know, because you guys, though, that's why I asked you back. Because there are a lot of people who do the internet radio shows. Oh, I know what I'm doing. It's just, you know, you and your college buddy, which is fine.
Right.
But you guys have done terrestrial radio.
Sure.
Sometimes,
yes.
like Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
That talented, you're able to do it on your own. So you guys are, it's proof that you can do it on your own.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you so much.
That and the relentless emailing I've been sending to Brando since we've been here. Please have us back.
We're outside the studio huddled in a blanket. Please bring us up, sir.
So he took pity upon us.
Yes, he took me, brought us up here.
Yes. So you guys can always check us out. All shows are up on replay as well on davinsden.com. You can always check us out there. And, of course, go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Joe, what's your Twitter handle?
Plankfoot at Twitter.
So we got a big show for you. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things. Some scammer stuff, a lot of other stuff as well. Some post-traumatic stress disorder. Right now, we're going to kick it for some traffic with Nancy.
103.9 RCN.
And you are listening to Davin's Den invading the RCN Morning Show. You were just listening to the Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows. Great tune by them. I am Davin Rosemont. I'm hanging out with Joe Curry.
Good morning.
And, of course, RCN's own Brando.
Yes.
Morning.
You know, I'm having a really hard time functioning. Usually we do our stuff at night, and I have a cup of coffee, which I don't normally drink in me.
Right.
And I've been up since 2 a.m., and I'm having a hard time formulating my words. I was like trying to tell you Best Buy off air, and I said Blockbuster. I'm saying places that are no longer in business.
Just going to go to an abandoned store. Anybody here? Look at my headphones.
You know, it wouldn't be the first time.
It's all right, though. I always feel that way. I'm like, I'm really not this stupid when I listen back to the show. I mean, in the afternoon, I'm much smarter. I don't know what it
really?
Is. Really? Yeah, yeah.
See, I always feel like I'm not that stupid, and then my wife looks at me and goes, yeah, you are.
I'll reinforce it anytime you need.
And you always do, Joe. You're always there.
Because I'm here to help.
When I'm feeling good about myself, you're that kick in the crotch I need to bring me right back
there
to
you. There you go. I ground you.
You know what grounds me all the time, Joe, is my stand-up comedy career. And whenever I'm doing one of these gigs, I immediately get grounded. So in the middle of the week, I was driving up to Malone, New York, which is just a little bit outside of Canada. That's how far I have to travel to work. So I'm driving, and I look over my left. I'm in upstate New York, and there's a barn. And outside this barn, there's a toilet. And it says, free for the taking.
Okay.
I think a toilet is the one thing you don't want a garbage pick. That's the one thing you don't want secondhand. That's just me. I mean, listen, I'm not above picking up a couch or a recliner if it's lightly stained and the dog hair could come out. But a toilet, I know you could put a chair, a toilet seat on it and make it almost new. Am I wrong on that,
so
fellas?
It was
no, not
for
at all.
The taking?
Well, you're not going to charge for a used toilet, Joe.
I know, but
obscene.
The fact that it's out by the curb, wouldn't you assume that maybe you don't want it anymore unless they're not shy about where they go to relieve themselves?
Well, maybe it's an upgrade to an outhouse because it
guess.
Was outside.
That's true.
This is true. At least they didn't say for best offer either.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You... There's people bidding and haggling and auctioning.
I'll give you $4 to $5 for that toilet right out there.
See, but that kind of reminds me. You know what I had to follow when I got up to that gig? Because it was a fundraiser. I was following an auction. I've never followed an auction before.
You followed an auction?
I followed an auction. It's not funny, Joe.
25, 35, 35. Here, Davin. Here, Davin. 45, 45, 45. How much did I get for you?
But I can... it's funny you say that. This is going to be a little off color, no pun intended. When the auction started... There were people of various shades of melanin there.
Okay.
There was black people. There was Indians. Of course, there was the white people. It's upstate New York. By the time the auction ended, there was no more black people or Indian people in the room. I was a little concerned. That instead of heading north, I had headed south. I mean, usually the black people leave halfway through my set.
Right.
Because they have good taste and standards. Mm. But I had never seen this before. I was a little concerned about that. But they're like auctioning stuff. And the speakers were not good, so I didn't know what the heck they were bidding on. I don't think they knew what they were bidding on. They were like, I sold $25 to $100, and I think they got a lightly used fly strip. I don't know what they were bidding
what
on.
You should have done. You should have brought the toilet with you. You paid nothing for it. Put it up there. At least got maybe $10 for it.
I didn't know, Joe. Would have been for charity. If I would have known.
It's like real estate. You just turn it.
Yeah, and there was two auction guys. So there's the one who's calling, and then there's like this cheerleader guy, and it looked like he was having an aneurysm. He's going into convulsions. He's jumping around and everything. I was really rooting for him and a heart attack at the same time. Because I think if he has a heart attack, I don't have to go on.
Now, how long was the auction for?
Well, I wasn't there for the whole time, but it had to be like an hour. These guys were great, though. Great effort. So I do the show. Everything goes well. And apparently, as you know, Joe, I work for this certain agency, and they like to play fast and loose with who's going to be there.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, I don't know this until I get there after the show, of course, but I think I've had this gig for a while, because that's what the agency's told me, but the people hired somebody else. So a lot of times, there's a car wreck, kidney failure, various excuses as to why the comic they hired could not be there.
They do this all the time. I did a gig with him. He told me about that, and the woman that was running the show comes up to us. How is so-and-so? Is he out of intensive care yet?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they'll tell him. They'll book him, tell him for months he's going to be there. Then they'll bump him off a week before the show and send him in.
I think the story I heard this time was an all-new-time low. Because usually there's a physical ailment, and that's just terrible enough. So I'm talking to the folks after the show. Oh, thank you for filling in last minute. We loved you. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Like, I don't get the show. Do you know what happened to the other guy? I go, no, I have no idea. They're like, yeah, he was right in the area, and he got arrested. He's in one of the local jails because he wasn't paying child support. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's a good one.
No, it's not. That's terrible, Joe.
Well, I mean, but what if they went to go bail him out and he's not there?
The thing was, this one of the people in the audience was a cop.
Really?
So he could have checked.
That's true.
That's terrible.
You got to back your facts up.
I feel like this. Maybe I'm wrong, fellas. I feel like this. If you want to bump me off and say I die or get in a car accident, that's fine. But don't call me a deadbeat dad.
That's right. You want to die
you
with
have integrity.
Honor.
A little integrity. And I call the agency. I go, you do realize I deal with scammers all the time. I know what you are. You guys are full of baloney. They got various. Even the agency I work for, they go by various aliases and everything. I work with very shady people.
Oh, it's like, nah, see, we're going to book you here, see? Don't tell them we're going to kill the guy off before you get there, see? Don't say nothing, see?
Last week, I went to an empty Blockbuster. I thought that's where the gig was.
Yeah, you just found, just found a pair of headphones in a toilet.
I brought them for Brando.
Thank you.
In between breaks, he's testing out the new toilet. Joe, of course, works for a fabulous plumbing company. He'll get you. He'll hook you up.
I'll
it'll
hook
be
you
a
right up.
Jazzed up toilet.
Yes.
Do you want to plug that toilet company?
Plasky Company.
All right. I think we got to go to some music. We got some great music. We're going to be back talking some more nonsense. We got Led Zeppelin coming up, and of course, Kings of Leon. So hang out here. Listen.
103.9 ICN.
And we are back. Of course, you are listening to Davinson invading the morning show on 103.9 RCN. Of course, you guys know this. I don't have to tell you. We're listening to Kings of Leon and their song Super Soaker. So we were just having fun. I was talking to my buddy Joe and my pal Brando. We're talking about my gig. We're going to get a little bit more serious because that's what Davin's done. We have like a lot of comedy things, but we also do some serious stuff and everything. And we've been very fortunate that we've had a strong support and backing from our military. We've actually won an award from the U.S. Army, and we cut a PSA warning them about scammers, which they played because we do take military issues. And there was a friend of our show who called in, Sapper. And he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And he really explained, he did a great job of explaining to our audience what that is, what that feels like. And I'm not going to do it now. If you want to listen to that, you can go to our archives, davinsden.com. You can listen to it because he can do a way better job of explaining post-traumatic stress disorder than I ever could. I mean, the man's a hero. But after the 4th of July, several weeks after the 4th of July, he posted the following letter on his Facebook page. And somebody from the military responded. So I just want to read what he wrote in the response. And if we have time, we could discuss it. Maybe we'll do it on the next segment. We'll get to it. Because I think it's important that we know that in our communities here on Long Island, if you're listening online, there are veterans around us. And they are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And it affects their everyday lives in ways that you and I wouldn't even think about. So this is what he wrote on his Facebook page following the 4th of July. Dear neighbors, I understand that you were having a great time with your family and friends on this Sunday during the end of July and launching off your fireworks and lighting your firecrackers. But may I ask a favor? For over 12 months, the sounds of explosions were my call to arms. They were the sound of war. An explosion could mean that another soldier had died by IED. They were the sounds we dreaded hearing in the middle of the night as we slept. They were the sounds of mortars and rockets fired at us in the middle of dinner. And now, as I am trying to struggle with the adrenaline that is coursing through my veins, I worry about my friends. I am transported back in time to the desert of Afghanistan not so long ago, reliving the emotions that I had faced when we lost a soldier, reliving the rocket attacks that sent soldiers running for cover, reliving the horrors of war. I understand you can't see the things we have, but we suffer through it. We accept that New Year's Day and the 4th of July will be full of explosions, and we suffer through it. But can you please stop emotional overload every chance you get. We suffer from PTSD / shell shock, and every time we step forward, you send us two steps back. Thank you, a suffering American veteran. So that's that. That's what he wrote. This is what a military man who he knows, an upper, wrote to him on his Facebook page. What type of BS message was that you posted? Complaining about Americans enjoying fireworks setting you back? Where do you get off speaking on behalf of others? That was among the most spineless, wussified pleas for sympathies I've ever seen. You've disgraced all of us. Maybe you've forgotten this, but you put on a uniform so that others could do precisely that. Celebrate and do whatever they want. What the F they want. You make the rest of us sick.
Jeez.
That was the response. Let's just process that for a second.
That guy's like Frank Burns from MASH. Guy watches
this guy
a little
was,
bit of.
I'm trying to find. I had a note on him. This was from a major who was on the list to become lieutenant colonel this year. So this is a higher up who responded.
I mean, there's just a lot of anger behind that. I mean, first of all, I never served. I have physical disability, so even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Correct,
serve.
Right.
So I'm not going to pretend I know anything that I don't. But the first part, I get it, you know, with post-traumatic stress. I get it. Nobody can understand that but you. But for this other guy, I understand he's a higher rank.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming at somebody who is, in essence, your brother in arms. You're entitled to your opinion, but the visceral, you make me sick. You know where the other guy is coming from. It was uncalled for. It was extremely uncalled for. Well, I can get his point, but the anger behind it was, to me, was not needed at all.
Yeah, there are some guys that are in everybody that serves in the military, you know, or go above and beyond. And some people go in there, they do their duty, they serve the country, and they get out. And then you got guys like this one that are like Mr. Bloods and Guts and Glory,
yeah,
who really need to take a little bit easy and understand that, you know, a lot of their brothers in arms have suffered a lot through attacks, watching their comrades die. In the middle of the night, explosions, and some people have a hard time handling it. And should be more supportive of it.
Let's step back just for a second from the response. What do you do if you're the neighbor of a veteran who's suffering PTSD? Is it our duty as a non-serving Americans to be respectful of this, or should we go on with our everyday life? I mean, that's what we fought for. I don't want you to answer now. We're gonna play some more tunes. We'll come back. We'll discuss that. You got some Green Day and some brand new Pearl Jam on the way. So keep on listening.
103.9 RCN.
Yeah! And we're back. Of course, you are listening to Davin's and Invading the Morning Show on RCN 103.9. I'm Davin. We got Joe.
Hello.
We got Brando, of course. That was Pearl Jam's new song, Mind Your Manners. We were just talking about it while I was playing. It's nice to see Pearl Jam bringing some rock back to their repertoire.
I know. Kicking some ass. Nice.
Well, I guess,
nice.
Do you think this is going to be their last gasp and then, you know, they'll go quietly into the oldies tour? Or?
You never know. You never know. Because it was a while. Because I doubt it. You know what? I doubt it. You know, if anything, I could see Eddie Vedder just, you know, kind of doing his own thing and making more soundtracks to movies and stuff like that. I doubt it.
Isn't that really the death knell of a musician, Mr. Soundtrack?
No, not really. And I think what's great about them is that they have the position now of a legacy act. You know, these guys that just play their hits, but they're coming out with new music. Rush is like that. Metallica's like that, where they're a sense of legacy act, but they're coming out with great new stuff.
I mean, look at Nine Inch Nails. They just came out with a new record.
They took forever off.
I know.
Yeah. Pearl Jam's been here.
Yeah. Yeah, Trent Reznor, he did his own thing. He was winning like Oscars and Emmys for, you know, the score. He did the score for
movie soundtracks.
Yeah, so yeah. So he's doing his own thing. You know these creative artists.
I want to bang you like your Bambi. Wasn't that the one?
I like the censorship. That's the Teens Bop version.
Yeah, exactly. Teen Bop, yeah. Well, the music number 90, Music Now number 96, wasn't that his?
Oh my God, yeah.
All right, enough of this fun. Let's go back to depressing stuff.
I'm a serious thing.
We were talking about, before we went to the break, post-traumatic stress disorder, and this soldier that wrote a plea for the neighbors to be more considerate around the 4th of July because he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And, of course, another soldier went back at him. But the question I had asked before we went to break is it our responsibility of neighbors, of these veterans in our communities, to be mindful of them? And I want to say yes. I mean, we all see the deaf children area, and we try not to hit the deaf kids on the side of the street. We don't always succeed, but you're mindful. They're part of the community.
Sure.
And really, a deaf child hasn't defended this country. He's just starting out in life.
Right.
But a military man has defended our country.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the least we can do. These people put their lives in the line, and they came back, and they saw things and heard things that, you know, they're having a problem with, and I think it's up to us to stand by them and help them through it.
I agree. I don't think we need to launch a Roman candle on the 18th of July.
Yeah.
What about you, Brando? What do you think?
I think it just depends on how you come off. Like I mentioned before, the superior officer, I think he has a point to say, you know what, this is what you fought for, you know, for people to enjoy themselves, and, you know, who are you? But if you come out angry, if your neighbor's angry for celebrating, if they're in their backyard with their family, their kids, and all that stuff, and then you can say, hey, this is what I went through. Stop that. Come on. That's not what you fought. We're all supposed to be together, how that works. So I think it just depends on how you present yourself. It's all about the context.
And it depends on the holiday. I mean, if it's 4th of July, really, you know, you got to celebrate on the 4th of July. But if it's like these guys that the week before, they're blowing up blockbusters and stuff like
that's
that.
That's annoying. I get annoyed when that happens.
Yeah, but you're not suffering. You're just cranky.
I'm suffering. You're true. Touché, salesman. Touché.
You know,
what's so that?
No, I don't need you to read that.
No, I'm going to anyway. This is the fourth one I'm talking about. What's next?
You're ruining it. You're ruining it. ruining it.
You ruined Zombo.
That's what I do. Traffic.
Okay. Because usually you tell me, you know, we're going to kick it here or kick it there, but you didn't do that.
I said after every 10 break is traffic.
Yeah, I'm not really keeping I'm not really looking at time. Look at this watch. There's no numbers on this thing.
It's a sundial.
We're just used to, like, notes we get during our show. Get off Facebook. Stop eating. Stop. Don't pet the cat. Leave it alone.
Don't pet the cat happens a lot.
I don't even know because there was, like, that awkward silence. I'm like, all right, here's why. This is
I was freaking out. Like, now what?
It didn't have to be awkward silence, you two radio pros. You could have kept on talking.
You could have, but I chose not to.
You let me hang out to dry. That's what you did.
But
you
tried fun.
For me. This is my morning show for a couple more hours. Don't you do that to me, mister.
So you want to throw yourself in the traffic because of this? See what it did?
Look at Mr.
Shoehorning. Shoehorning the segue.
I will not throw myself in traffic because then people will be stuck in it, and then the lovely Nancy will have to report it. So, Nancy, tell us what's going on out there.
1039 RCN.
And we're back. You are listening to Davin's Den Invading the Morning Show on RCN 1039. Of course, that was Green Day. I'm Davin. We got Joe.
Hello.
We got Brando.
Greetings.
Greetings.
I don't know. Greetings. Salutations?
Salutations. Greetings and salutations.
Well, aren't we fancy schmancy?
I like that word. Salutations.
I could have said present.
All right, this isn't school.
I could have.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
I brought my dunce cap.
You brought your dunce cap. That's what that you call that?
Yeah.
And you're kind of in the corner.
Sure.
I guess. No, we're more in the corner than I am.
That's true. Usually I'm in the barrel.
Why don't we describe the studio for everybody? Because that's fascinating to listen to.
I know, right?
Yes. All right. So a bit that we like to do on our show, Davin's Den, which you could go to davinsden.com and listen to us live tomorrow night. We hadn't been doing it as much, but we want to bring it back for the morning here with you. It's called Drunks in the News.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right. Now, before we usually get into the Drunks in the News, one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, a man of many interests and activities. We'll just leave it like that. One of his activities was drinking. And he was a smart man, so he came up with the Drinker's Dictionary, which whenever we do this bit, we like to read from the Drinker's Dictionary, give people terms that they can use creatively next time they're blotto. So this was the next one on his list. When you're drunk, you could tell somebody he's heat his copper.
He's heat his copper.
He's heat his copper. Joe, you're pondering.
Well, I'm not pondering. Basic is probably when they made alcohol, fermented the alcohol, you would ferment the heat the grains and stuff like that. And
you think it was a procedural comment?
I think so. I think so.
He was telling us how it was made.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Benjamin Franklin, and thank you, Joe Curry.
Thank you so much. I'll go fly a kite now.
That's electrifying.
P.U. But it was stink on stink.
Leave my act out of this. All right. So this week's Drunk in the News, they actually done studies. As you guys know, I'm sure a lot of people, when they drink, they like to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But people always wonder why. But they've actually done studies about, well, you know, it is linked. There's chemical things that make you want to drink and smoke. Are you surprised that there is this real link and it's not this imaginary thing that we all thought?
No, not absolutely.
Not
absolutely. Thinking of both the things I like. All right. But anyway, no, because when I go out and drink, I'm trying to quit smoking. I've quit for years and I started again. I'm trying to quit. But when you go out for a beer, you really want to sit there and have a smoke.
Is it a social thing? But now you're saying it's not. It's a chemical thing.
Yeah.
It's a chemical thing.
Because a lot of people could say, oh, I guess I like to smoke socially.
Do you smoke?
No.
I don't smoke either.
No, I do. And it's you would think it's a social thing. You're assuming it's a social thing, but it's probably a chemical thing as well that you're assuming is a social thing.
Right.
Do you smoke more when you drink?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's...
Besides... They tell scientifically you should.
Because it's just something to do while you're hanging out, you know?
There's lots of things to do.
I know, but you just want to, like, you know, when you talk with your friends, you light up, they light up, and then you light up too, and then maybe your buddy will have another one, you'll have another cigarette as well, and
I don't understand. I'm not the drinker that you are. My liver's fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not the smoker, great lungs. does it enhance it? I mean, you don't smoke either, you said.
No. I was wondering, though, if when you're drinking, it kind of lowers your inhibitions to know that you're constantly giving yourself cancer and you just don't care.
Yeah. Yes.
But does it enhance it? Does the tobacco complement the alcohol?
Yeah, actually, it does. And especially, like, cigars, if you're having, like, cigars and scotch, it does enhance the taste of the scotch.
So what's the proper beer that goes with a Marlboro, Joe?
anything that comes out of a tap.
Really? How do you feel that the pack of cigarettes is more expensive than the booze you're drinking?
Well, it depends on what state you're in, you know?
So now you said you're trying to quit smoking.
Yes, I actually quit for about 2 weeks ahead.
No, you didn't. You smoked last week.
Let me explain, okay? I have been smoking occasionally. I had a couple of smokes during our show. I had a couple of smokes during band practice.
But, see, that's not really quitting if you're still doing it.
But if it's 1 or 2, yeah, but I haven't. That's like about a week ago.
That's like if you're a mass murderer. Go, listen, I'm cutting back. I only killed 2 people this month. I'm cutting way back.
But you have cut back.
But I'm not quitting, Joe. I'm cutting back. You're not quitting. You're reducing.
Oh, I'm reducing. Reducing, eventually quitting, because basically I've gotten over the cravings.
No, you didn't. You were smoking like a fiend when we did the show.
I had 2 cigarettes.
You would have had more, but the girly Pip Helix ran out of cigarettes.
Well, that's not my problem.
So have you...
I can't help if she's an enabler.
Oh, you're throwing...
And Johnny Race at band practice. I can't help that.
So you're throwing Pip Helix under the bus and Johnny Race under the
bus. Yes, they're both enablers.
You're taking no responsibility for your...
No, why should I have responsibility?
Are you a religious man?
But yes.
So is it God's fault, too? Are you blaming God?
Yes, he grew the tobacco.
You're throwing God under the bus.
Well, God grew the tobacco.
God didn't grow the tobacco.
He mostly put the tobacco in the ground for it to grow.
Monsanto grew the tobacco.
And God helped him.
You're blaming God that you're a weak man.
Yes. He should have put more wherewithal in me.
Man was created in God's image, allegedly, so you're saying God's a weak God. You're slandering this morning, Joker.
I'm not slandering God.
God is
a very powerful man. No, but God has got his weaknesses there. Sometimes, you know, he's busy making tornadoes and famines and killing millions of people.
So God's evil, and the only time he's strong is when he's killing
people. Read your Bible. He does all sorts of horrible things in there. That's why we love him.
What?
Yes.
You love horrible people?
No, you go to church and they tell you...
Charles Manson did horrible things. I don't see you going on about him.
No, you go to church and they tell you in church, look at all these horrible things God does. Be his friend. And that's what...
So it's like basically stay on his good side.
Yes.
So basically you love God because you don't want him to strike you dead.
I'm scared. Yes.
But you still feel he's striking you dead with tobacco. He's just doing it more slowly.
Yeah, but he wants me to enjoy myself over a beer. You see how that all works? That's God's love.
God's love is you dying a horrible death?
Well, you got to go.
All of a sudden, I love God.
You got to go sometimes. Might as well be the will of God.
So does God love me less because I don't have the addictions that you have?
No, God loves you less because you're you.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say. That's just mean and hurtful. We'll be back with more terrible things, but first, listen to Weezer Young Guns.
103.9 RCN.
That was the most awkward back. Right, you know, I'm not going to lie. We're peering on the fourth wall. I'm listening to Brando and Joe retail stories of podcasts and radio shows past about animosity, this, that, and other. I'm just taking it in. Brando goes, okay, we're coming back. Yeah. No, I'm not okay.
I told you what time.
I don't pay attention to that. There's no digital clock in here.
It's right there.
Yeah, in front of you, stupid.
And it's what that bigger clock
you
above
can't
it?
Crane your neck?
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
Dumbbell.
Yeah. There's a big clock hidden behind his
Young Guns bones.
Young Guns bones.
Young Guns bones.
Young Guns do have bones. That's when you get to be my age, it's not bones.
And bad eyesight, you can't see clocks.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, you're a terrible human being.
Oh, hi.
You wished me dead before, and now you're...
Well, business as usual.
Yes. You wished me dead, Joseph.
I love you. You're like my brother.
You said hurtful things, but you had a weekend, and my wishes did not come true because you're here.
Yes.
So what did you do over this
past? I was working in Amish country.
They must have loved you.
Oh, it's just...
What were you doing, the local buggy?
Yeah. It's just, I feel so bad for the Amish, you know.
I feel bad for the Amish.
Because they're like an attraction there, you know.
They're people.
But let's put, like, there was a land that everybody was a Minnie Mouse and a Goofy, and everybody drove around.
Wait. Did you just compare a religion to Minnie Mouse and Goofy?
Yes, because they're an attraction.
You are just saying hurtful things to everybody.
I know. What I'm trying to be is a realist. I feel bad for them because people go there to see them like they're an attraction.
No, they go there to get horseshoe pie. Horsefly pie.
It's churned butter. Horsefly. You want that organic churned butter, don't you?
Yeah. They're trying to buy, and they're good at making wood products and everything. Good at furniture.
And sheds. We got a lot of sheds there. You could buy every shed you want.
Yeah, see, we're not going there to stare and gawk like you are. We're trying to stimulate their local economy.
But I saw one woman driving a car that had the whole Amish getup on, and I'm like,
maybe she was going for an early Halloween party.
I don't know, but I'm like, my whole thing is, why wouldn't you just go like to Mandy's or Kohl's and get the, you know, a normal clothes first and then get the car?
So now what you're saying with the Amish wear are not normal.
Well, no, they're not. They're living in another century.
You're living a little too tight.
You know what, though? I'm going to start my own religion. I'm going to be a caveman. I'm going to dress like a cat. I look like a caveman already. I'm going to call the Ugg Society. I'm going to live in Huntington. I'm going to cordon off a sump. I'm going to live in a sump. I'm going to make a wheel, and I'm going to build fire.
You don't know how to build a fire.
And I'm going to turn it into a tourist attraction. Come see Ugg. Come to Huntington, Long Island, and see Ugg. Ugg say, come visit. And that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you know, Joe, let's look on the bright side of that. For a change, you would be an attraction, so maybe you could put some money.
instead of a distraction.
Maybe for once I can make money with you when I produce a comedy show. And also Joe Curry. Come see Joe Curry. I like where you're going with this.
See? I'm brilliant. I'm always thinking, even though you don't think I am.
Today's no, I know you're thinking.
Joe Curry and Lobster Boy.
That's right.
Just have like a free
Leave
show.
Leave yourself out of this. We're not putting you on.
I set myself up.
You certainly did, Lobster Boy. It's like a gay seafood superheroes.
What?
Well, Joe Curry and Lobster Boy.
Okay.
Well, they're not all going to be winners.
No, they're not, especially that one.
All right. Don't you have more people to insult?
Yes. No. But it was, you know, it's just, and the smell of animal sense is just horrifying. That it's miles and miles of the stench.
Yeah, but that's not an Amish thing. That's a farm country thing.
But they're all farm. They all ride horses there.
But they live there. It's their land.
Can't they buy a car? I mean, it's just you roll down. You can't even roll your windows down. Your nostrils.
What does a car have to do with being a farmer?
It's because the Amish, they all ride horses. And they're in a way. And they got blinkers.
They're in the way. You know, I deal with you all the time. You drive a car, but you're constantly in the way.
I understand that. But it was just, you know, just very weird there.
You know, most people like to go to the Amish people because they appreciate another way of life. You know, you've also come on our show, Davin's Den, which you can listen to on davinsden.com, and attack the Hasidic Jews, too.
Well, the reason I attack the Hasidic Jews, and probably that's going to work against me, what it is
yeah, Long Island, none of them here.
When we drive home, we're going down a dark roadway, and there are Hasidic Jews coming back from, I believe, a service.
Okay.
Now, they're wearing all dark, and sometimes you almost hit them.
You want them to wear, like, reflectors?
They have to wear reflectors.
Like they're animals.
But they're not their animals. They're human beings, but they're in harm's way.
But I can see that. Get a little reflector
just
on the tallest.
Nobody's wearing a Jew-flector, all right?
Jew-flector.
Just put, like...
They wear it, what, on the yarmulke?
Special Yamaha they could wear in their head that glows or something like that.
They're already a target for anti-Semitic people like yourself.
But they should be targeted for cars. I'm not trying to be... I'm trying to get home. They're in the way.
And it's also hunting country up there. We don't need these rednecks running around where I live. Hunting a Jew, saying, I thought it was a deer.
No, but I don't want them to wear antlers. I want them to wear something reflective. I'm concerned about their safety. Same way I'm concerned about the Amish.
No,
Get your wagon out of the way.
You've expressed no concern about the Amish. You've called them inconvenient and smelly.
Well, and behind the times. But I just can't understand. Why don't you know, how could... I can't understand how, like, an Amish person can't see, like, an iPad and go, I'm switching sides. I got to have one of this. I can't read a book by candlelight. This is ridiculous. I saw a Kindle the other day. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, they believe in a God. Maybe their God isn't as evil as your God.
And their God is not up to date. He's got to get tech savvy. You need a tech savvy God, one that knows about the internet and knows about Apple and the iPod and all that stuff, where he could tweet what he wants you to do. If God, you see, that's the thing. If God back in the day was like that, he would have tweeted the commandments. You know?
Thou shalt not steal.
God,
you can't get the commandments in 140 characters or less.
Well,
he's God, but he's not a miracle worker.
Yes, he could. He could, I guess, or he could put it on Facebook. You put LOL or whatever on there.
Yeah, but people just troll on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're going to, oh, I don't love, thou shalt not cover your wife. Who do you think you are telling me not to cover thy neighbor's wife?
Yeah.
He's going to get hate mail on Facebook.
I guess, but why would you write? I wouldn't write hate mail to God. He could read it.
Now, let me ask you a question. If God asks you to play Candy Crush, are you playing?
You do what the Lord wants you to do.
So
you
that's
pay
the,
Candy
that,
Crush.
That's
one of the plagues.
That's right.
Well, then you can't have plagues and raise a farm in Farmville with God. This is why God's not on Facebook. It doesn't make sense if you're the Lord.
Well,
let me grow this fabulous farm, and here's some what are the locusts?
Now, what if God goes, you know, thank you for all believing that I'm the Father. Please don't keep sending me your games. I'm God. And,
I don't think people would listen. I think they would say, you know what? I'm not religious. Forget it. I have to send you friend requests and game requests. Do you think God would pose as an African woman like our scammers do? Or like as a model and actually be it? Do you think God's really just an African woman or man?
No. God's an honest God. He doesn't have time for that. He's busy making a famine. It's true.
Does God do anything good in your world?
Of course he does. He does a lot of good.
Like what?
He makes roses. and he makes sunshine and green grass.
And he don't even like the green grass. He says it smells.
You ever see pictures of heaven? It's all outside. That's where God, you're going to wander around like a homeless person for eternity. That's where God wants you.
You know what? You know, I wish you would wander around for eternity.
I was trying to get here.
Yeah, here's the beautiful thing about doing a music show. We can play some great tunes like The Clash and Foo Fighters, and I can walk out. And that's what we're going to do right
1039
now.
1039 RCN.
And that was Slash with Miles Kennedy. You're a liar. I am not, because my name is Davin. This is Davin's Den on RCN. That is Joe Curry, and that is Brando. There are no liars here.
No. How good was that tune?
It's a good tune.
Slash rules.
You know, me and Slash are close friends. Now, that's a lie.
Yeah.
So Slash texts me. Another lie.
Another lie.
He says, do me a favor, Davin. I want to give out a shout-out because Terry won the big chili contest this weekend, and Terry wants you to shout-out to all the AME union reps. I said, well, I don't know Terry, but I will do that for you, Slash. So good job, Terry.
Well,
way
done.
To go, AME union reps. And why are there no bowls of chili here? That's a little messed up.
I don't know.
She wants us to plug it. She doesn't bring us some of the chili.
That's a little messed up.
Award-winning chili.
I'm not upset. Joe's not upset. Brando's upset. A little bit upset. Slash really pissed off.
Looking forward to that chili.
You know who else is pissed off? A lot of times people on Twitter get pissed off. And
yes.
We play a little game called Bitter on Twitter.
Who's better on Twitter?
All right, let me explain this game briefly. What I do is I go onto the Twitter sphere, as the kids call it, and I collect various tweets from various celebrities and myself. I make up some of my own. So, and then you have to guess who tweeted this. So today's contestants are Anthony Cumia, of course, of Opie and Anthony, Long Island radio personality, Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy, Conan O'Brien, we all know Conan O'Brien, and Lisa Lampanelli, the comedian, and myself. I throw in some fake tweets in there. So I'll read the tweet, and then Brando and Joe will try to guess who it is. We did this the last time when I was in here with Pip Helix. We had a good time with it. Here is the first tweet. You must guess who this is. Unable to fulfill her duties equals sex tape, hashtag Miss America. Brando, who do you think that is?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli.
I think it's Anthony.
Joe Curry for Anthony. Joe's got one. Did you see that one, Joe? Or
I just know how he feels.
Just know how he feels. With his hands. Huddle, huddle.
Huddle, huddle.
All right. Very good. Joe's got 1-0. And Anthony, by the way, is very good at this game. He's played it on our air.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Today is Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. The day when Jews around the world ask for forgiveness for Anthony Weiner. Joe?
I would say Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane.
Conan.
Conan! Brandon gets the code. Brandon?
Brandon's fine.
Is that you?
My real name.
Do you just like take off the N because you're a racist? What's that about?
It just sounds better on the radio, I guess.
Call him Brando. It's cooler.
Yes. Is it really?
Yes. Brandon sounds like your mom. Now, Brandon,
you know what
do you
like?
Think? Answer the question, please.
That's exactly
you know
what I
said.
My Brandon is going to answer the question.
Sounds like a guy who's trying to be cool. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's a little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah. All right, we'll take that. All right. Dennis Rodman says Lucy Van Pelt actually a really cool person, despite evidence of repeated football removal. Brando.
I want to say you.
You want to say me?
Yeah.
I would say you too.
You guys give me too much credit. That is Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're tied up at one. All right, here we go. Next one. Heard Miss America wants to photobomb Miss Syria. Hashtag Miss America. Joe?
I would say Conan.
Conan.
I'm going to see Lisa Lampanelli.
That was me, kids.
Oh,
look at you.
Look at me being hilarious.
Rare occasion. Like Halley's Comet.
What's every 76 years? Boy, today was the day. Look at the little kids talking. The quote-unquote talent is so mediocre. Attractive girls really aren't good at anything. Hashtag Miss America. Who goes first on this one?
I'm going to say Anthony Cumia.
You're going to say Anthony Cumia.
I go Lisa Lampanelli.
Anthony Cumia from Orlando. Yeah, I guess you don't know how your pal feels.
He would say that. That's so obviously,
All right, here we go. The new Madden NFL 25 lets you control a player's career over several seasons. I got it just so I could keep repeatedly firing Tim Tebow. Joe?
I would go with Conan.
You. I'm going to say you.
Joe got that one.
Ah.
I did not. You think me as the Jets fan would have something nasty to say about
exactly.
Tim Tebow. Tied up at two, kids. Here we go. Washington man busted for flashing, saying he was working for Jehovah. I don't think you're supposed to knock on people's door with your D body part. Clean that up.
I'm going to say Lampanelli. She gets a little bit dirty.
A little racy for the Lampster?
Yeah.
I would say you.
That was not to me. That was Lampanelli.
All right.
Brando pulls ahead.
I know she likes the D.
She does like the D. Who doesn't like the D? I know you don't like the N. You left it off. But how do you feel about the D?
Wow. That's pretty funny.
All right. Do you think Kim Jong-un keeps inviting Dennis Rodman over because he can't reach the pasta on the top shelf?
McFarlane?
McFarlane.
I'm going to go with Conan.
Conan. That was mine, kids.
Ah.
Really? You said something funny?
Twice. It's more than Haley's comment.
Wow.
I'm good at this.
Yeah.
You don't seem so surprised.
No, that's very funny.
Thank you.
I'm shocked.
All right.
That's very good.
Here's the last one.
Wow, never thought. All right.
Last one. Heard Congress is going to defund Miss America contest. Old house frowls, 14-year-old boys, and gay men to set to protest.
I would say Lisa Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Me too.
That was me, kids.
Ah.
Don't seem to so disappointed.
I am.
So that was Brando got that one. He won 3-2.
Okay.
That was a Bitter on Twitter game that we play normally on Davin's Den.
Yes.
But right now, it's time for Traffic with Nancy.
1039 RCN.
You are listening to 1039 RCN. This is Davin's Den invading the morning show again.
That's right. We've taken over. We're in command. Well, sort of in command.
Really?
No.
You're not in command of anything.
Okay.
You're barely in command of the English language.
Okay, I'll stand down, sir.
As well you should. That's Joe Curry. Of course, the man at the con, Brando.
At the con.
At the con.
Leaving off the end because he's a racist.
I'm going to have a T-shirt made up.
Exactly. I'm not cool. I'm just a racist.
Come on.
Wow. Really?
Why not?
He's a nice guy. What are you doing?
I'm throwing him in the barrel like he's part of the team.
Okay.
He's an honorary Den member for the day.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You don't think he deserves to be in the barrel?
Absolutely.
And I'm not racist. I hate everybody. There's
good boy.
Look at Joe. Good boy.
Good boy.
God created hate, I believe.
He did.
No,
he
I'm
did.
Not.
That's what
I'm
keeps
not.
Him busy. All right,
I'm
sorry.
Not. I can't.
All right.
You're too much.
Okay.
I like you when
and
you
sometimes not enough.
I like you all when right. I'll leave your wife's comments out of this.
Oh, God.
See what I did there.
He's a small peen. I got it.
Yeah.
I guess like saying it sometimes. Good cat.
No, no. Brando, expand on Joe's small peen. What do you know?
I beg to differ.
I've heard that.
You'll just beg.
Really, you heard the vote.
From no one.
Okay.
From no one.
Falsities. Falsities.
Just got a little gay.
Yeah. Anyway, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
I remember when we were talking about chili. Those were good times.
Yes. And
so what our show, Davin's Den, that is perhaps mostly known for, well, we're known for a lot of things, some good, some bad, is we tend to scam internet scammers. Originally, when we started doing that, we would concoct these long relationships that we would have with these internet scammers. But as it progressed, we added something to the show called Scam Busters, which we would try to educate the people about these internet scammers. And we would try to do horrible things to the scammers, and we've intervened on several occasions. On this clip, which Brando's going to play in a second, I infiltrated some of the scammers' websites where they talk about their marks, their victims, and how the scams work and how they help each other and what they think of us. And this last, this next bit that Brando's going to play was very chilling for us when a scammer described a victim he had for several years. Brando, if you could.
In this clip, Davin infiltrates the scammers' web pages and reveals to our audience what the scammers say about their victims and their scams in their own words.
So tonight, I have infiltrated some scammer websites and some of their profiles, and I am going to share with you what they're saying about all of us. This was January 1st, this year. Wisna Tampa, the creator of one of these fine sites.
Great.
I handled this client from 2010 to 2013. She was my breakthrough in life. But it's 2013 and would let this client go so that someone can have her. Thanks, blank, for all the monies you sent me since the past 2 years now. God bless you, even though it was a scam. I would pray for people to scam you the more. More clients 2013. That just struck me as so awful.
That's just so irritating that this guy was talking about her. Just like you said, like, okay, this was my
my prisoner, who I beat the crap out of. You know, I'm done. I need some new meat. So thanks for all your money, stupid. Now I'm going to sell you to somebody else.
That just left me so cold.
Oh, it's so cold.
Now, I just thought, I mean, we know how brutal they are.
Yeah.
But you know what? It also gives me more impetus to do what we do.
Yeah.
Because I know we're doing a good thing.
So, yeah, we're getting kind of known for doing stuff like this and revealing to the world. But, Brando, that's the first time you've heard that.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what do you think of that? What's your take on that?
Same thing as Pip's reaction. It's terrible. It's just, I don't even know. Like, there are people out there that are doing these kind of things. It's just, it's sick.
It's horrible. These people have absolutely no conscience. They know they're hurting people, and it's just disgusting. And the fun that we have is we go after them, and we just run them through the ringer. And it's no more bigger fun. They're taking horrible people and just torturing them.
Well, we're actually going to play a clip in a little bit later on in the show where we actually tortured one of these scammers. We're not going to do that now. But, yeah, what they would do on their website is they would actually tell each other how to steal money from us.
Hmm.
I mean, that it was really like a help site.
It really was, yes.
It was tech support for scammers. It really was, because they would tell you how to, because you'll find these Westerners, because Ghana is known for having gold. There's a big gold boom going on over there. So they would tell you how you don't take actual pictures of the gold, but you just send them, like, a certificate. Like, they would fake these certificates and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, and they're just horrible people, and we just delight to going in there and just skewering them.
They probably have no idea. They don't expect anyone like you to bring it back to them. They're probably just like, okay, it's out there. If it works, great. If it doesn't, fine.
Well, here's the thing. These people are so – when you're an evil person, I've been told.
So I've heard.
When you're an evil person, you expect everybody else you're dealing with to be of good heart. You know, you expect them.
You don't expect to get the evil back.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They have
exactly.
No idea that we're standing there going, really? and that's
petting
why.
A cat's just going, yes, yes.
They're feeding us. And there are other people out there that mess with scammers. We're not the only ones. We're not the first ones. We're just the first ones to do it to radio. And what you got to realize is we do have comedians' minds. So we have a lot of creativity.
Sure. And you're not just getting back at them to get back at them. You want to make it funny and entertaining.
Exactly. I want to make it funny and entertaining, and I also want to drag it out for as long as possible. Because the longer they're talking to me or Joe or Pip, the longer they're talking to one of us, the less time they have to talk to a real victim.
This is like catfishing on the umpteenth level.
Yes.
And the fun part about it, it's actually happening now. On my private Facebook message, one of these scammers just sent me a message. That,
love you on the radio.
She loved you. Yeah, no, but she, I have something very important and urgent to tell you. Please send me a reply. Write me direct to my email response. You know, I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to her too, because I'm going to run her through the ringer, and she's going to be the fodder for our show. So here's somebody that's trying to set me up for a scam, and I'm like, bring it on, lady.
Show prep.
Show prep.
That's
bring
what it
on.
Is.
And that's essentially what it is.
Now, I don't recommend that the average person does this, because, and there's a very real reason.
Because you don't have a show.
Because you're going to steal our thunder.
No, thunder.
No, because as we've discussed on our show, and we actually revealed this to the military, they didn't even know this, these people very often are tied to terrorism and organized crime. These are bad people.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, we joke, well, there they are in a hut. No, they got people with a lot of money behind them, and if you mess with them, they're going to try to ruin your computer. That's why you have to have, like, all the sorts of securities on your computer and everything. They're going to threaten you. They're going to do bad things to you. I have not had that, because the average scammer, when they figure out they're not going to get money, they look back and go, well, you know what? That was pretty darn entertaining.
You got yourself a new fan.
Yeah, pretty much. But I have not revealed to any of them yet, oh, by the way, you made excellent radio.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. Like, I always play, because I'm in love, I always play, like, the hurt victim and everything. But, yeah, you shouldn't do this. What are some of the other things? We've done a...
Oh, I've gone on as my alter ego, Dick Eldorado, who lives alone. I have a cat, Mr. Whiskers. My house burnt down. I used to sell cars in Maryland, and I got beat up, and I had a doctor, Mr. Dr. Wawing Chow, who treated me with leeches. Now, this is all I'm feeding to this woman that's scamming me, and I've got her, oh, you poor thing. Also, Dick Eldorado wrote the worst poetry you'd ever want to read. And I would end everything to her. She's looking for money. I would send her a poem, Why I Can't Pay.
Yeah. it's all about stringing them on.
Just stringing them on. It would ridiculous nonsense. But what you do is, the trick is, you bait them, setting them up and getting a seed in their mind that you have a lot of money or you're going to be coming into money, where the impetus is to stay with you. But meanwhile, you feed them all this nonsense that they've got to go along with to get to that pot of gold that you're, you know, attempting that they want.
We're going to do a little bit more nonsense. We're going to have a General McIvey phone call when we come back. Right now, we're going to listen to some tunes from ZZ Top and Nirvana.
1039 RCN.
Yeah! That, of course, was ZZ Top. This, of course, is 1039 RCN. Of course, I'm Davin. That over there, well, you don't see him, but that's Joe. And that's Brando. This is Davin's Den invading the morning show for a little bit more than an hour. Then they kick us out and we go on the streets where we belong.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Yeah, you know, they invite us in. They treat us. You know what we are? We're like a fancy woman. They treat us well. They have our way with us. We give them what they want, and then they don't return our calls.
That's right. They throw us out in the street.
I give you some cab fare. It's okay.
You're a guy. That's nice. I'll take the cab fare.
Of course you will. You just happen to get paid for this. I don't blame you. We'll fight for it.
That's right.
So before we were playing, before we went to the break with the music and everything, we were talking about our show, Davin's Den, which you can listen to on Tuesday night, 6:30, 9:30, davinsden.com, all of our various affiliates. Of course, you could go to iHeartRadio.
Yes, and we're live, we're live tomorrow,
Yes, and we'd love you to like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. But anyway, we were talking about how we mess with the scammers, and the show has kind of gotten known to be sort of a voice for, like, scam victims and people that are being harassed by scammers, so we try to help where we can. And a scam victim called us up, and a scammer was harassing her. What a lot of scammers like to do, a lot of the male scammers that target women, they like to pose as U.S. military personnel, because we all have a soft spot for the military, unless we're lighting fireworks outside their window. But that's a different story. And like, she was being harassed by him. She'd been with him for a while, and she wanted enough of him. And we've actually cut a PSA, a public service announcement, for the Army, warning the soldiers how to lock down their Facebook profiles, their social media profiles, because they are targets. So this this victim calls us up and says, "Hey, can you help us out? I'm being harassed by a guy posing as Sergeant Harris, I believe." So we evaluated that and said, "Well, what can we do? What outranks a sergeant? A full of baloney general."
That's right.
So we had Joe pose as a
General John J. Bulldog McIvey. Four stars, no weight.
Exactly. Joe actually called up the scammer, and he had some things to say, so this is that track.
In this next clip, a woman who is being harassed by a scammer who is posing as a sergeant in the U.S. Army reached out to us for help. We had our own General McIvey call the sergeant. The person the general spoke to claimed not to be the sergeant. A few hours after this call, the victim received angry messages from the scammer before he disappeared from her life.
Hello, is James there?
Yes.
Is this James Harris?
What?
I'm looking for James Harris.
James Harris?
Yes, James Harris.
Well, James Harris is not there.
James Harris is not there?
Yeah, he's not here.
He's not there? Well, I just want you to know who I am. If you see James Harris, Sergeant James Harris, you tell him that my name is General John J. Bulldog McIvey from the United States Army. And if he's saying he is starving to death, I will personally have his ass in front of a firing squad and fire the first bullet to myself. You understand me? I can't hear you. Do you understand me? I will not have one of my men calling up and saying that he is looking for money. Do you know how much money we spend in the military aid? For Christ's sakes, I just blew a drone over your house. I'm looking through your house with a drone. I could see you right now on the phone, and I could see Sergeant James Harris hiding under the bed. We're the Army, damn it. We could find anything. We found Bin Laden, for Christ's sakes. I could find you.
I can help you out. I can provide you, James, you're looking for. Did he come to you?
You will tell your friend to cease and desist. And another thing, stop scamming us. Stop scamming us. We're the U.S. Army. We know exactly where you are. Do you know how many drones? We have a drone flying over your house right now. Look out your window. Look out your window. You see that blackbird flying around your house? That is one of our new drones with our eye on you.
All right, Brandon, what's your take on that? Respond.
It was hilarious. But he never, I don't know if he didn't take the bait or he was too afraid to really say and say, hey, that's me, or I know that person. Or he's like, oh, I just got caught and I'm screwed right now.
Well, I don't really know.
Is he flustered or ignorant?
There is a language barrier. He was flustered.
I know that's part of it.
He was flustered. I don't think that was actually the scammer, but I think he knows who the... He obviously knew who the scammer was.
He knew what the scammer was. Basically, that clip, we shortened it down for a radio edit. The clip is actually longer on that. Basically, he either was the scammer or lived with the scammer, and when it kind of got the impression... First, he denied that he knew the guy. As the call went on, he started to drop dime a little bit, saying, well, I do know the guy,
okay. And
I will let him know.
Okay.
Because
he would have hung up.
He volunteered. Did he scam you? He said that. Did he scam you?
And I told him, yeah, and that we're on to him. I'm a general. We have a bluebird flying over. A blackbird.
That's a, you know, is that a bluebird on your shoulder? No, it's a drone.
It's a drone.
There's a drone on your shoulder.
So, and when we got done with him, he saw the light, because what happened was that this woman that he was scamming, he claimed to be this soldier, and he stopped. He said a couple of, you know, nasty, why did you call this guy? And then he stopped. So we actually stopped the scammer.
That's awesome.
From scamming something. So it was actually, it was fun, but we actually did a bit of good.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Well, I mean, we're terrible people.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
That's why you don't think it.
Exactly. Well,
terrible people doing nice things.
Well, this is what I tell people. This is why I'm hopeful that we're going to get into a bigger platform very soon. Because we're only giving you guys a little taste of it. But what this bit is, the scammers, it's a soap opera with these long relationships we have. There's a lot of comedy, like you said, that was funny. We also educate the public. We do a lot of informational things about there. And on occasion, we do good. And I'm a part of the scamming website, and I offer our service. I'm like, listen, if there's a scammer driving you crazy, give me the information.
And not only that, where we help, we did – there's a lot of soldiers, a lot of U.S. service people being scammed by this. I actually did that. My character, General McIvey, as a PSA for the U.S. Army. In regards to that, telling these people what's going on. So with the comedy, there is actually a message behind it in a way.
Look at that. I like that.
Yeah.
Where's the more you know sound?
Yeah, the more you know.
There's a rainbow, but there's a gay man under.
The more you know.
Joe, do you know this? Do you know what's coming up next? No, you don't know.
No.
No, so you should listen right now. Coming up now, Danzig and Jet.
1039 RCN.
That was Six Puppies. There's No Going Back. Because if you're a sick puppy, I guess you're not going to live to see a healthy dog.
No, and then they have the B-side, They're Putting Me to Sleep.
That's a terrible thing. I thought you were talking about the band.
No, sick puppy, They're Putting Me to Sleep.
I got to say, though, that is a terrible name for a band.
The Sick Puppies?
No, yeah, I mean, I like the song, but it's a terrible name for a band.
Yeah, it seems like a little bit of a hack name. Yeah,
well, it's
just a downer.
Yeah.
You want to listen to Sick Puppies? No, it reminds me of Fido. I don't.
I want to hear the Healthy Kittens.
I would
playing with a ball of yarn.
I would replace kitten with another word for cat, and then I would be intrigued.
Right.
It took a second.
Yeah, I'm keeping it clean for terrestrial
radio.
That's
right, kids.
Thanks, man.
It's the FCC.
That's right.
Where we do shout-outs. Joe, you want to do a shout-out right now?
Yeah, sure I do.
I thought you wanted to shout-out your band.
Oh, that's the shout-out.
Holy good Lord, Brandon. He goes to his band.
You're supposed to do it later. Shut up. Yes, I play in a
rock. Oh, my God.
That's a cue.
All right, calm down.
And now.
Calm down. All right. Yes, my band, Race Odyssey. We're going to be playing at the Revolution in Amityville, October 26th, with J-Rad and White Trash. So come on down. See us on the 20th.
I thought you were in the band. Why are they calling you out separately?
No.
White Trash, Jeff.
White Trash.
Oh, wow. It's 9 o'clock. You should be awake right now.
It stinks. This is what I have to carry through all the time.
Stop it.
All right. So we got a little games that we like to play called Savage Medicine. What's Savage Medicine? Why did I get it? What's Savage? Kill yourself.
See, you're not as big. Yeah.
What Savage Medicine is we find stories. In this case, Joe found the stories of these medical stories. And some are hoaxes and some are real, but they're all outrageous. And we and the listeners have to figure out what it is. We're going to play some Savage Medicine. The great production of our show to the big stage.
Look at that.
Sure.
That's some of Joe Curry's finest work right there.
Oh, it certainly is.
You almost couldn't recognize him. Was that General McIvey? Indeed it was. The man of a half dozen voices, four of which sound similar.
Well, you want to keep people clued in.
All right, Joe, give us the first story. Brando, you ready?
Sure.
All right,
first story is called Blind Drunk.
As an autobiography?
Blind Drunk, which is actually my nickname during the weekends. Anyway, Line drunk. A drunk staggered into a Pennsylvania ER complaining of severe pain. He was trying to remove his contact lenses, and he said they would not come out. Only halfway they came out, but they always popped back in. A nurse tried to help using a suction pump, but without success. Finally, a doctor examined him and discovered that the man did not have his contact lenses in. And after all, he had been trying to rip out the membrane in his cornea.
Oh.
Was that true or false?
Ooh, you know what? I can say that's true. I feel like, because I've accidentally done that, and after a couple times, like, wait a minute, I'm poking my eyeball. I should probably stop. So if you add a little bit of inebriation to that, I can see somebody doing that.
You know, it sounds so real that you would want to go false because it's not that outrageous.
No.
But I'll follow suit. I'll say that was true because that is stupid.
All right, so Brandon says true, and Davin says true. That is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
True.
So wait, you've done something close to that where you're like, you're sticking things in your eyes and pulling
well,
them out?
In the morning, because I wear contacts.
Right.
It's, you're
and your eyes are dreamy, by the way.
But thank you. I mean, it's, I got flustered. I got the vapors.
I got the vapors. Thank you so much, Devin. That was so nice.
Because sometimes when you're trying to put it in your eye, it'll fall out or it'll like, stick to your finger. And it's like, where is it? I thought it was in my eye and you're poking it. It's like, it's stuck. It's like, wait a minute. I'm not grabbing anything. I should probably stop. Why does my eye look like I just took a bong hit and it's just it's fingers? So I stop, though. I don't take my nail and just try to...
I stop.
Because you're not dedicated. You're lazy.
I learned from a very early age, when pain happens, you should probably stop.
Back
so I'm like, this is hurting me, so I should probably stop doing this.
And this is why he has his own morning show.
I do.
Good.
When I grow up, maybe.
Well, I'm not hopeful. Joe, you got another savage medicine?
Yes, it's called envelope liquor. If you lick envelopes...
Of course it is.
Yeah, really. You're not supposed to pull scripts.
All right. If you lick envelopes, you won't anymore. A woman was working in a post office in California. One day, she licked the envelopes and postage stamps instead of using a sponge. That very day, the lady cut her tongue on the envelope. A week later, she noticed a normal swelling of her tongue. She went to the doctor, and they found out nothing wrong. Her tongue was not sore or anything like that. A couple of days later, her tongue started to swell more, and it began to get really sore, so sore that she could not eat. She went back to the hospital and demanded something be done. The doctor took an X-ray of her tongue and noticed a lump. He prepared her for minor surgery. When the doctor cut her tongue open, a live roach crawled out.
Oh, God.
A live roach. There were roach eggs on the seal of the envelope. The egg was able to hatch inside of her tongue because of her saliva. It was warm and moist and facilitated the development of these bugs.
I'll tell you one thing I don't want to do with that woman. Would you like it? No,
no. That's the one time you're like, yeah, I'll pass.
You're drawing the line, are you?
But I think that'll help kill the roaches. Still, I don't want to participate.
Let me put a little raid on there.
I don't want that to be true. That can't be true.
Her mouth is a roach motel.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to say false, too.
False?
Yeah, false.
Okay, that is false.
All right.
False. Thank God.
I was being a liar.
That's like a Robert Stack, you know, Twilight Zone kind of thing going on.
How do you make out with the roach lady?
Very carefully.
With Raid?
With Raid.
Oh, my God. Did you imagine?
Dijon Fogon.
My God, that's terrible.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm glad that's not true.
Right.
You know what, though? You know, I bet this woman is wanted someplace.
What's that?
Well, she's probably wanted dead or alive.
Mm.
With that tongue sticking out, flailing. That's the worst intro. You know what? I tried. You know who's wanted dead or alive? Richie Sambora. Listen to some Bon Jovi coming up.
1039 RCN.
And that, of course, was Jet. This is Davids that taking over the morning show for a little less than 30 minutes on 1039 RCN. We've been having a blast.
Most certainly have.
That's Joe. You know, he
agreed.
I know, but he always jumps it. Like, you can't pause with Joe. Remember we were talking?
Right.
Like, you got to let things breathe and pause. You can't do that. Joe likes to suffocate.
Suffocate? I'm just showing my exuberance for the show.
No, you're not. You're texting like a banshee right now.
But I'm exuberating.
You're exuberatingly texting. I don't even know if that's a word.
It is now. I like it.
Exuberatingly. Your exuberance is overwhelming, Joe.
Good.
All right. Well,
good. Good. Yeah.
When we took a break, we were in the midst of our game, Savage Medicine. Oh, Joe put that on. Oh, I have to do something. I know. It's stressful.
I'm going to turn a sheet of paper over.
Peeper?
Peeper, 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 peeper.
Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Curry.
Shall we continue our game?
We shall. Well, it was tied up. The game, of course, is are these medical stories real or false? This is Savage Medicine. Brando and I were tied up. We nailed both of them. So not your best work, Joe. You're not fooling us.
All right.
This is the last one. Let's see what you got.
Okay. Let me pick out a really.
You know what? Maybe we didn't have to wait for you picking it out. If it's been texting, you were prepared.
Stop.
I like his stall tactic. Let's just say really as many times until I find
that's
you.
That's right.
And he shuffles his paper like he's a news reporter. Come on, Ernie and Nasty. Let's get with it.
I have authority. I'm on the radio. A study shows that ogling women's breasts is good
for men. Hold on. What a transfer. Yelling and then Joe professional voice.
That's right. The game's over. It's time for serious business. A study shows that ogling women's breasts is good for men's health. From the New England Journal of Medicine, great news for girl watchers, ogling over women's breasts is good for a man's health and can add years to his life.
Add years?
Add years.
Okay. I thought it was ogling, too, by the way.
Ogling. It's, I thought it was ogling.
I thought it was ogling.
I thought it was motorboating, but maybe I'm doing it wrong.
All three correct. Anyway.
Do it all. Don't take any chances.
According to the New England...
Really? Now's a good time to have the volume on your phone.
I'm a professional.
Of a bitch.
Shut up, phone. According to the New England Journal of...
You stink.
I'm trying to read the story.
I know, reading is hard.
I'm having a horrible time of it. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, just 10 minutes of staring at the charms of a well-endowed female is enough of the equivalent of a 30-minute aerobic workout.
Wait, just staring at them?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. This was declared by gerontologist Dr. Karen Weatherby. Dr. Weatherby and fellow researchers at three hospitals in Frankfurt, Germany, researched the startling conclusion.
How do you do that research? Here, stare at these. What you think?
In Germany, you will stare at the breasts and you will look at them and then tell us what you have
found. Not in children. These are not breasts for you.
Reached the startling conclusion after comparing the health of 200 male outpatients.
Wait, what?
Yes, they compared the health of 200 male outpatients, half of whom were instructed to look at busty females daily. The other half told to refrain from doing so. The study revealed...
Wait a minute. I think my wife was running that study. She tells me not to look at them.
She could be that. Could be part of that study.
She's telling me don't look at those breasts.
Right, or you get a slap in the face.
Yes.
Yes. The study revealed that after 5 years, the chest watchers, that's right, the chest watchers, had lower blood pressure, slower resting pulse rates, and fewer instances of coronary artery disease. Sexual excitement gets the heart pumping and improves blood circulation, explains Dr. Weatherby. There is no question gazing at breasts makes men healthier. Our study indicates that engaging in this activity a few minutes daily cuts the risk of stroke and heart attack in half. We can believe that by doing so consistently. The average man can extend his life 4 to 5 years.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what happens if you take that to the next logical conclusion?
Mm.
You stare at the breasts.
Mm-hmm.
You get yourself all excited.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you do in that situation.
Right.
Your wife or your girlfriend walks in. I think your life's going to be shortened.
Yes. At least your bank account is by half.
Yeah.
But
what do you think, Brando?
I hate this story for so many reasons.
One, because Joe came.
It's the most... because the phone keeps going off.
I'm going to freaking...
That up.
Because it's the most obvious, like smiling or laughter will lead to more years in your life.
If they're not good breasts, it might be depressing.
And dude, what if you're gay? Isn't this going to have the same effect?
We don't really need the gay men leave longer. That's what the study
probably
says.
Might be staring at, there's probably another study staring at other things.
I guess.
Staring at men's nuts.
Yes.
One thing I feel like it's going to extend is like the amount of years on your cease and desist afterwards.
Well, it'll extend some things as well, but not on the years. But anyway.
The penis.
Yes.
I wanted the dead air.
I like
it sets in there, the dead air.
You guys are quite the team.
Yes. So, boys, what do you think?
It's ridiculous. It's the most obvious thing, and the fact that they did this over 5 years,
mm-hmm.
they were studying this for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
this is where our money's going to?
Mm-hmm.
To say the guys like boobies, that's it? All right, great. I'm like, this is why our economy is in the
You're going to say true?
Am I going to say true? Because I've heard this story before.
I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Since you said you've heard this story before.
I have.
But do you know if it's true or not?
Well, I assume everything I read on the internet is true.
That is true. I heard you have a big penis on the internet.
Aha.
Aha.
All right, I'll say true then.
All right, so you both say true?
Yeah.
That is false.
Oh, I was going to say false.
Damn you, Brandon.
They were being lying. No such study from the New England Medical
Journal. It just goes to show you the stuff sometimes we read on the morning show prep is a lie.
Yes.
Yeah, like the story we were going to open the show with.
Yeah. Which we found out an hour before showtime was a hoax.
But, I mean, I don't see how you could study that. There's so many other factors in there.
I know. And it's just, what's the point of that study? Yeah, I get it.
Well, I mean, I think we all know what the point is.
It's great for the people who are being, as the guinea pigs in it. But just
I don't want to look at these breasts, sweetheart. I have to.
It's my American
doctor's
duty.
Orders. I got a prescription. See these two things on here? I have to stare at them.
Take out the trash. You want me living longer to take out the trash? Let me stare at the neighbor's boobs.
That's right. And she happens to be out there when the garbage truck comes. See, I'm killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
And following doctor's orders.
So if your wife, if this was true, if your wife did not let you look at random boobs, she'd be a murderer.
That's true.
she'd kill
she's in a con.
Or an accessory to a crime.
Or if you stared at somebody with double D's, would you be ODing? You know?
you say you're saying too much of a boob thing.
Yeah, you have to, you know, how we prescribe how, what sizes, you know, take two seasons.
You think size would make a difference?
Take two seasons.
Oh, double D.
It's double D. Got it. That'd be ODing on double D.
Wouldn't that just be D squared or cubed at this point?
D cubed, right.
This is so hard. No. I have all these boobs in my head.
Yes.
And I thought they'd be good for me.
Yes.
But you know what?
Awesome.
You know what does relax a lot of people? Listen to music. That's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to some Alien Ant Farm and some Judas Priest. Very.
Not rules.
1039 RCN.
And we are back for the final time today. You are listening to RCN 1039. Of course, that was Judas Priest. I got my little mellow voice on.
Yeah.
The coffee's on. What are you wearing? Yeah, you.
Can you use that voice during Judas Priest?
Why not?
You got to use the priest voice. This is the Judas Priest voice. We were listening to Judas Priest. Metal!
I was creating a mood.
Okay.
I wanted to.
I was creating a cooler one.
I was trying to seduce a metal chick. You ruined it.
You can't seduce a metal chick.
What do you mean?
Like
you can't club him in the back of the
yes,
head?
Yes, you can. Let's be part of a metal chick. Come here, you.
No, that was the band here last week where the guy's bragging about choking his chick.
With leather and tattoos. Come here. I'll buy you a beer.
You can't beat women.
You can't because there's laws.
Exactly. I set you up for your joke, and you seem shocked. That was awesome.
I did the punchline.
I know, but you seem stunned, like the Jets receivers when they catch a ball.
What's this? Who gave me this? Where did this come from? Exactly. I guess I'll run this way with it. These men are chasing me.
Yes. Yes. That's the first time you've ever been compared to Santonio Holmes. Yes. I tried to lob you a nice, easy pass on the flat.
I caught it.
You did, but
and
you
I ran
bobbled
through the goal
it.
Line. Hey, but I ran through the goal line.
Well, now no chick is seduced.
Nah.
Well, this has been a pleasure. We want to thank Brando. Thank you for having
us. Thanks so much, Brando. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
We love polluting your airwaves.
Yes.
4 hours at a time.
Yes.
With long intervals of cool music.
That's true.
Our radio show. We gave you guys a little bit of taste of the show. We do scammer stuff. We do serious stuff like we did today with the PTSD. We play games. It is really just a general talk show. It is building, and we would love, Brando, some of your listeners, start checking us out live on Tuesday nights or
yes.
listening to the replays. Of course, we're live on a whole bunch of internet radio stations,
yep.
and you can get them all on davinsden.com. And
check that out. We also have our replays, like Davin said, replays of all of our shows, so you can pick one you like, listen to it. And then pick some more and be our fan. Please, 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 please.
Sure. You can also, like we talked about very early, really. Okay.
That's okay.
Like we talked about earlier, we were picked up by iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. So, and we know everybody's on. You know, it's funny. iHeart said, hey, do you guys want to come out to Vegas? And I said, no, my wife's going apple picking this weekend. I should really hold down the fort at home.
We turned down Vegas for apple picking?
I thought you would want that.
You thought wrong.
Not the first time.
Apple picking. Apple picking.
Do you really think Vegas was calling?
I wish they were.
Well, maybe if we won the chili contest, they would have.
That's true.
Callback.
It's a thank you, Brando. Thank you for explaining that to the kids.
In comedy terms, that is called a callback. Where we bring something from before and say it now.
But I find it funny in this format, the callback that happened 2 hours ago in Morning Drive when people listen for like 15 minutes at a time.
I cannot help it if this format does not allow people to listen to the whole beauty and art that is our show.
Okay. Yeah.
But here's the cool thing. You were going to give me... within the next couple of weeks, you're going to give me the audio of this.
Right.
And I am going to put this show up on davinsden.com. I don't think I get the music. I think there's licensing things.
Oh, I think about it anyway, because I figured you guys, why would you want to listen to music? You can listen to RCN anytime and hear it.
That is so right.
You just want to hear yourselves.
Yes, because I can't hear myself all the time.
I guess not. Not in that context, I guess.
You should be in my head.
No, I should not.
No. But yeah, we're going to put this whole show back up there on davinsden.com. You can go to iTunes. We got an Android app.
Android. We got everything. We've got like a bullhorn. We go scream through a bullhorn. Goes through the neighborhood. That works too.
Leave our tech out of this.
Yes.
But you know what? Our tech, not that much different than RCN tech. Yeah. At least in our house, I could plug in the computer.
That's right.
You think big radio station, and it is, because you got like five stations out of this building?
Four here, and we have some others across the...
It's beautiful. They put like a lot of great music in a small place. The one thing you cannot get here is an outlet. All this great music, no electricity. It's amazing.
There's no outlet. That's right.
There's no outlets.
It's Amish Radio. There's another callback.
Oh, you know what? It works better if you just keep on calling it what it is, Brando. You're really good.
Welcome to Jebediah in the mornings. We'll be here.
Dead air in the morning.
Dead air in the morning.
Well, like I said, thank you guys. Follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. My company, sidesplittingproductions.com. We got a show in New Jersey this week. You want to check that out at On the Amo. But yeah, go to davinsden.com. And follow us. And thank you guys for letting us be a part of your morning.
1039 RCN.
Yeah!